Shusav Yimari. Well, by Simon Reisha Gimel, the Sugi being Moitzi Acherim. For one Makara is Gemara Brachas and Daf Ben Beis. On the bottom, Gemara brings down someone who's Yoshev. They can work for Kol Echma Barak La'atmoi, but by case of a Sefer, Echma Barak La'kulam. The Gemara and Daf Ben Gimel brings down Machlokes and two different Lashonis. The Rav says by the first Lashon, the Rav says by the case of Pas, it needs a Sefer. And Mirchen says food in the case of Yayin. And the second lashon says the Rav says but pas helps the seibo, and Kamal Rabbi Yechon says hudin by yain it helps the seibo. The question is besides pas and yain, what about shayr dvarim, other things? So speaks out the Rosh, the Bishlam and lishna kamo. Of course, shayr dvarim also certainly helps the seibo, but even lishna basra we have machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon Kamal and says it helps pas and yain. He means hudin shayr dvarim. And therefore, both Lashonis come out, Shayr Dvarim, the Maisa help out. Asad HaShayni, the Darka Moshe brings down the Ravid. It says, no, the Pashas reading of the Lashon of Basra is by Shayr Dvarim, the Seba does not help. Now, what is the Svar over here? To have a Seba, not to have a Seba. So the Mishmur brings down the reason to have a Seba is Rav Am Hadras Melech. That's when you can make a bracha by yourself. When you're eating Pas, he's having Pas. You're having Yain, he's having Yain. Therefore, it's Rav Am Hadras Melech. One person should make the bracha, and others to be yaitzi with that person. Now, how much is people ask me, what's Rav Am, how many people? So there's a Kesher Mishnah over here that brings down the Aramach, that he has a question, Gemara Chulin Daf Kovav brings down the two Amoraim that each one made a bracha by themselves. Says the Aramach, two people is not Rav Am. Three people is Rav Am. Again, there has to be a case of three over here. That's why we want a Sebo. Why would not help the Sebo by Shayr Dvarim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, being down because Nachshivi, the whole idea of being Rav Am be Machshivit. No, 3, 10, 15, all the same, all Rav Am. Mashe Eki, the reason we're not to a Seba, it's not Choshev, and therefore a Seba, Lamaisa will not help. Loch Lamaisa, come on the Mechaber, he says it helps even Mashar Dvarim, like the Lishna Kamo, and he says, by the case of Pas and Yain, we pass like a Bioichen, they need a case of a Seba. Kamal Ramo, he passed him like the Ravid, and says it's not help a Shayr Dvarim, like Lishna, like the Lishna Basra over here. Now, in the Gate to Seba, by lying down, it's very clear Kamal Taisus and says that's Dafka's man of the Gemara. This man, even of the Rishonim, Kamal Taisus says they did not have the definition of a Seba of lying down. They would only eat sitting, and therefore there is no chiluk between the case of sitting or between the case of lying down. Therefore, comes out the feed the Mechaber. He paskins, pass, yayin, shayr dvarim, the loch is by seba, or by yeshiva, will not make a difference. Therefore, one person should be yayin to other people. Mashaykin is not by seba, not to mechalik, and therefore we should never be yayin to another person, whether it's pass, yayin, or shayr dvarim. However, according to Ramah, that he paskins the shayr dvarim, never to be yayin one to another. Therefore, by pass and yayin, by yeshiva, a person should be yayin one for another. Mashenkin Shayr Dvarim is not choshev by yeshiva not to be moitzi one for another. Now, even though we're saying Shayr Dvarim, a person should not be moitzi one for another according to the Ramah, speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. But let's say Yemil Vasuda pass, and you have a kfiyas over here, you have a yain, you have a kfiyas over here. Now you come to eat peris b'teicha suda. That means you're having a Shabbos meal. You eat together. You bring out peris. On that says the Mishnah Berurah, just like it helps the idea of a seba or yeshiva by pass. Mika helps with that. Who didn't help by the case of Paris? That means it comes along. La locha b'shmuot paskening side by Shabbos meal by yainik and by chala. One brach should make to others. Who did by Paris at the end of the meal? One person should make a bracha. So Rav Am Hadras Melech to be made to others. There's another question among the Achronim. What about beer? Sheicher? Is that nichon together of yain or is nichon together shayr dvarim? So the Olam Sol, the Taz, the Magavram, they bring down the Tzad to say it's nichon negedav yain. Therefore, one person should be mighty others. Mashenke, the Mishmur Pastu, like the Pima Godim, one person should not be mighty others. That's first the halacha. Coming to the Mishnah Berurah, and he throws in first of all this whole entire idea over here, dafka, when you have a case of kfiyas. You have to have a kfiyas, that means you drink, sit down, drink wine without a kfiyas, one person not be mighty others. By Shabbos, having a kfiyas, by the yain, by the lechem, that's a kfiyas. But he goes on further and says, L'maisa, even once you have a case of kriyas, whether it's Shabbos, or the truth is, by Purim, you get together, you're having a Purim meal, you want to drink wine together, one person should make a bracha for others. It does not seem to be that way, it does not seem to be that hoko, that people are mighty one for another. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Av shehu neged adin. The mice, the minig is not to. The minig is never one person to be yotzi others. What's the reason? He says the efsher, because the loch over here is, we'll get to loch and siv gimel, the person that comes to be yotzi other people, the one who says the bracha has kavon to be yotzi him, and the one who's listing has to have kavon to yotzi for the one who's saying it. So since both people, side the meitzi and side the yotzi, have to have kavono, and lav dafka they have kavono, for that reason, everyone seems to make a bracha by themselves. Hagam it's neged adin. Now, first to explain a little bit. It comes out from a sugya. Betzim, there are 2 points over here. The sugya of lechatchila and the sugya of bidyeved. Mitzad the sugya of bidyeved, we hold the gemara in sukkah, shmei ka'ino. You hear the words, you hear the brachas, you listen to it, lemaisa yoyoyitza. Now, that's bidyeved. You heard it. The loch over here of being maitzi somebody else, that's a sugya of lechatchila. That means, according to the Ashkenaz, if I have pass, and you have pass, I have yain, you have yain, lechad chilo, the loch is, I should be moitzi you. But let's say I don't do that. What about b'dievet? So the Mishabruah paskins over here, b'dievet is not a problem. So if you have shmei ko'ino, the maisi heard the bracha. Now we'll see there is among Avram that disagrees, but b'ikir, not over here, but maisi Mishabruah says, the loch over here is, that b'dievet the maisi, you are yoitzo. So once you go mitzad shmei ko'ino, b'dievet, lechatchila by the case of a sebo, that a person should be moisi somebody else. Now, again, why is the Anhogan not to be moisi somebody else? So, the Chod just explained it. The first Mishlom Zaman and Shuv, and Chelik Aleph, Simon Aleph, he points out, when, let's say a person is davening, and someone hits him on the chest, and they realize it's a slach lonu. Right? Kedaka, right? Kach Shumati. Person bows down, he's wondering why, they realize it's by a case of moidim. I once saw a person walking up and down, going bowing down. He didn't have a posture, he's walking, doing a maidin. Fine. But Maisi said the words. So Mishlom Zaman gets involved. Is that Nichol get him as Asik? Is he Yoitzo? So he declares this way. He wants a Taino. He has a right thing tomorrow. The Gemara says, Uksaftim. And Yelosha takes you to Luman Yerbu. You're not sure what you're holding in the first Pasha Shema, the second Pasha Shema. Sefka Saif, you said the words. So he's mitzadid. But Maisi, if he said the words, Sefka Saif, Agam, your mind might be somewhere else. Your mind might be in the shuk, in the market, wherever it is. But Sefka Sof, you said the words, Ken Zayin Yoytze Trilo. However, he says, but let's say you're doing Mitzad HaSugya Shmei Ko'inoi, listening to someone say a bracha over here, and your mind is somewhere else. If you do not hear him say the words, or not only that, you hear the noise coming out from him, but you're not focusing and listening to the words, that is it, Avada. That's not Shmei Ko'inoi, Avada, you're not Yoytze. So when you say it yourself, Maisa in a certain realm, you can say the Maisa, I said the words. There's a word over here, I said a piv, I said the bracha. But Shmei Ko'ino has to be Shmeya Ko'ino. Not listening, and you don't hear the words, even you hear the noise in the background, even though your eardrums hear a sound over here, that's not nichol in the case of Shmei Ko'ino, and therefore you're not Yoitzo. Therefore, l'chor the svar in the Mishabura, why then Hogel usually not to be Yoitzo through other people, it's because you have to have kavon to be yoitzah, and you have to hear the words over here. And people do not seem to be always in tune to what's around them. To make it practical, a couple of cases they discuss. One is Kiddush, one's Abdullah. So let's take the first case of Kiddush. By the case of Kiddush, in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, in Sef Yud, the question is, should he stand by Kiddush or sit by Kiddush? The Mechabes brings down that by the case of Vayichulu, you stand by Vayichulu. The mob brings down, it's better to sit by the whole thing. He says, except by the first 4 words, Yom HaShishi V'Chul HaShemayim is Rosh HaTevis UK Vavkei. Therefore, a person should stand. The Maisa Kiddua, different halachas in Klal Yisrael. Those who sit by the whole entire Kiddush, that's the minhag of the Gra. The Chaim, the Chaznish, the Stipler, they come along, they sat by the whole entire Kiddush. The Moshe and Shuvah, he says the correct halacha is a person should stand by V'Chulu and sit by the Rosh of Kiddush and further. Asana Shlishi, the Chavas Yar, he says you stand by the whole entire thing. M'chaim no, Devayatsev, the Chemin Shloim, the Tank Rav, has all tshuva about how that's a derech of the Chasidim and the Tzaddikim to a person to stand by the whole Kiddush. And we go around the base Medrash over here, Narna, Pashto, some will stand by the whole thing, some will sit by the whole thing, and some will Bechabti by Chulu and sitting. What's the svar over here? What's the reason to stand and what's the reason to sit? It's come on the Mishibur over there in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. It says, first, the idea of Kiddush is Kiddush b'makom suda. A suda you sit. They have a person to sit by Kiddush. That's as far as to sit. Aleph. A second reason is that he says the goyin, he sends it to our sugyo. You come to make Yiddish, others come to go listen. What's halacha? To be mighty others, everyone's supposed to sit. And he points out that nafka mina to the two reasons, according to the second reason, who has to sit? Not only the Mekadish, only even those who are listening to the Kiddush also supposed to sit. Why mitzad ha-sugyo? A person who makes Kiddush, others are listening, that's very clear, the chatchila is supposed to be a case of yeshiva. Speaks out the Mishnah Brua, Balamaisel, a lot of people don't do that. L'chor, what happened to this halacha over here? I personally, my father, have a minute to stand by the whole Kiddush. L'chor, it's against Reishu Gimel. The words of Mishnah Brua is neged adin. Why are people not sitting by the case, the cholapachas, by the second half of Kiddush? So the Mishmur says, even though we're going to stand over here, and therefore we're all standing together, we're all standing to listen, he said, b'lecholapachas, shloyim ufuzorim ufurodim, v'olchim ha'achas heino v'achas heino, people should not be spread out, one walking this way, one walking that way, because that's certainly not nichol together kriyas. The cholapachas, we're standing there, we're listening to Kiddush, we're all in our mokim, we're all in our place, we're all standing by a seat, my father's machmed, we all stand by our seat. So fine, that's a kriyas over here, a level of kriyas. But if we come along and people walk around doing Kiddush, achas heino v'achas heino, that's certainly connected halacha. That certainly is incorrect. A person over here has to have a certain level of kriyas. Whether kriyas is because we're all standing together, or the halacha said over here to sit. But to walk achas heino v'achas heino, that's certainly incorrect. That's aleph. The Maaseh comes along, the halacha is, but let's say a person is walking achas heino v'achas heino, b'di'evad ha'yotza. So again, the Mishmur over here brings down twice. B'di'evad ha'yotza. Again, we'll have to see the Simukuf Sam Zayin, the Magavram, and the grass are Chushuk over there passing, b'di'evad ha'yotza. You're pushing that yotza kiddush according to the Magavram, but one's walking around. But according to the Mishmur, b'di'evad ha'yotza. Hello, come along with us and Shuvah, a second reason in the Chelaches. And he points out, there's no chabaya. You have to listen to kiddush. Shmei ka'ino, you have to listen. That means in certain places, you have, let's say, children, or people act like children, and they're making sounds to each other, or they're fighting with each other. That's why Yitzchak Lashem sent out the Malachim, because kids are fighting. They're Isaac and this, and taking their food, and they're taking their portion, and they're doing things. So says of Vosner, besides the fact they're not having any kriyas, there's no chabaya. You have to hear the words and listen to the words. Not enough, there's a rash behind. You have to shmei ka'inoi. You have to hear the words over here. And therefore, Rav Ozan and Shuvah, when he has an option, he can, he always tells everyone to make their own Kiddush, and everyone to make their own Hamaitzi. And Kiddua, the numerous people have an Hoga, the Maitzis, everyone makes their own Hamaitzi. Everyone makes their own Kiddush. Why? It's not a stick over here, because, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to kavon to be Yaitzi and Maitzah, and you have to hear the words, and it seems that people are doing other things during Kiddush over here. So, when Berkowitz, when he speaks about this, he points out this bayah. We have two bayahs over here. We have two problems. One, it's on the sugya of where's our yeshiva to be mighty other people. Fine, the mice again, the longest we can stand together. Achas heino v'achas heino is a bayah, lalocho. A second bayah, you have to listen physically. So, if you have a lot of children, it's not that simple. If the minute to stand, it's very hard to get them to listen. It's hard to get them to listen with Claudius, Kidua. But get children, right? Get children to listen is very hard. That's what children are. That's how your father was the same thing to his father. Don't worry, nothing changed. So fine. So now, the fact is, getting kids to listen, the question was, a Berkowitz says, maybe change your minig. Maybe get the kids to sit down and to turn and listen to Tati. It's harder to fight when you're sitting down, not next to each other that well. It's harder. It's hard to do things when you're sitting down listening. So what Berkowitz says, if that's the bayah, people not listening to Kiddush, switch your minig. Therefore, my brother, Maisi has Kanai Nahoro, more than a handful. So Maisi, his analog in the house is Maisi, they all sit down, and they all turn, and they listen to Tati making Kiddush. Now, they all listen, at least you give them the opportunity to listen, to have a Shmei Ka'ino. But I, Maisi, still keep my father's minig, and I always wonder, should I change it? Because I see what goes on. But Yesh Lod, Yesh Lain, there certainly is a valid point over here of why a person should sit down, one mitzvah the sugya of yeshiva over here, our sugya, one mitzvah the shmei koina, get people to actually listen to Kiddush. If they don't listen, they're not yotza. A second sugya, same idea, the sugya negeyat Abdullah. Should a person stand or sit by Abdullah? It's come on places by us in the sugya, Dafim Gimel, the Esekasho. Why is the Ilam standing by Abdullah? Said Taisis, the correct thing is to sit by Abdullah. Therefore, the mechaber raises tzadik vav, sif vav brings down the person sits by Avdallah. Mechaber, chavdas, yalti Yosef. Maisa, even the Svardin, the Benish Chai said, no, the Maisa, Dan Homgis is stamped by Avdallah. And the Ashkenaz, the Ramos says, the Maisa, we stand. The Vosh, the Prima Godim, the Sivis, the Graz, the Chayodim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Vosner, they come along, they paskin, the Maisa, that we stand. Now, there are those, even the Ashkenaz, the Maisa sit. Everyone knows the Chaznish, the Stipler, the Maisa, they sat. However, Dan Hoga, I think by most of us, is to stand by the case of Avdallah. Now the question of the Maisa is why? Again, Luchura, what do you do without Sugya? That means a passionate person, like Tosis speaks out, you come to him, you see others, you should sit by the case of Avdallah. You sing to him, you see others. Says the Mishabur to answer why is he meaning to stand?
Isn't it
Birkas HaMitzvah? It's saying Al Gafin also. That's correct.
So then we have to stand. Don't you have to stand for Birkas
HaMitzvah? No.
Yeah.
Okay. It says in Kiddush, it says the Mechaber says no. By certain ones, yeah, but over here, by Kiddush Makom Suda, seems they don't seem to get involved with this question, this point. What you're saying?
If one is standing and you're sitting, Yaitzah.
Oh, so Yaitzah is only Yaitzah. They're not moving around. It's only Yaitzah. Yesh, yesh. Now, Kamal Mishmur once says, what's the reason to stand by Avdallah? He says, the whole idea of Avdallah is to malav the melech. You not mean malav the melech or the malka when a person sits. Come to malav them, escort them. So then, how can you escort a person when he's saying goodbye? You stand by the door, you stand with them. You stand to say goodbye, you don't sit to say goodbye. Therefore, the Nahoga is for a person to stand. But speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, I the Maisa, where is our association one with another? Where's our kriyas? He says, the fact that mazmin are called biyachad, to have kavon to lotzeis, nichle gedav ke'in the idea of sitting together. Or the lashon of Taisus, when he says over, since you're kver together to make Avdallah, has ke'in the idea of kriyas. But again it comes out, that la locho, there's a question of why we're not following what it says over here. The minig nar na pashta, I think most of us, the maisa stand. However, again they point out, that number one, by Avdallah, don't walk achas heinu v'achas heinu. We see people walking around. That's surely not nichle gedav kriyas. Number one. And number two, you have to listen. You gotta listen. You can't be doing other things, whether you're checking your phone because after Shabbos, or whatever you're doing over here. You have to listen to Avdol over here. If you don't listen, not you're eating the mitzvah of Avdol over here. When you're checking the phone, you might hear the sound, you're not really listening to the words. You could. You might as well do two things at one time. But it depends if it's a good message over there, if it's a good joke.
If
you hear it, correct. If it's not a good joke, correct. Fine. One other point in Sif Aleph, there's an interesting Ber Hativ over here. He discusses when a person, when he makes a L'chaim to somebody, should you make the bracha on the Bar Piagofen and say L'chaim, or the whiskey shackle and say L'chaim, or say L'chaim first and then make the bracha? Which one do you do first? L'chaim first? Goyim, what they do, the Goyim says cheers and then they drink. We say L'chaim and then we drink, or then we make a bracha and then we say L'chaim. So the Behetiv over here says, the first you give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then you tell your friend L'chaim, some chaschem, whatever you say. First, Kadosh Baruch Hu is first. Not like the Goyim say cheers first, but not like the Goyim. Maisa, there's an Evan Yisrael of Mishnah Berurah that has a Goyish from Dine Fisher. He says the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. He doesn't hold like this Behetiv. Sifkon Aleph starts off. He doesn't bring it down. Lemaisa Yesh Lodim. That's a clear Rayanat Yesh Lefakim Harbei. Lemaisa go to Sim Kufa in Dalad. The Shir Kedesh Sagdolah says Halacha that you first say a bracha and say Eli Rabba there and say Aleph Hamakom over there and the Deret and the Kavchayim and Zilmashim brings it down to Asir Ledes. And I don't know why it's clear that the Mishmur disagrees with this idea over here. And Lechur, the Swar makes sense. You first give a Shvach Vadot to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then the person comes along and then he says, L'chaim tiz chav over here.
I did not be an
answer. No, you drink. No, you make a bracha, you drink, and then you say L'chaim. Not say L'chaim, then you make a bracha. Now, the other words that the Shir Knesset Gedolah, they used to say, Vesim chaschem. Same idea. L'chaim. Sif Beis. We have the sugya of someone who's Yoitzah, can it be Moisi somebody else? Now, first, the basics, there are two brachas to be mighty somebody else. There's a brachas hananen, when you eat something, and there's a brachas mitzvah. Shefa, lula, tefillin. When you get to brachas hananen, the loch is, if you want to eat an apple, and I want to be mighty to you, you want to make an eitz, and I'm going to say the eitz for you. It's very clear in Shulchan Aruch that we have to make, the person himself has to eat the food. If I say, Bari Pri eats to be yaitza you and I don't eat an apple, for me it's a brach levatol and you're not yaitza. That means I have to be oisik in the mitzvah right now. That's what brach sanenen. I have to eat the food right now. If I want to be mighty in any brach, I have to eat the food. Mash'enke brach sa mitzvahs, I already heard shayfer and I already did lulav, I already did fillin. It says in Mishnah Berurah, if I want to be mighty to you, since kol yisrael arei b'selozah, as if I myself did not do the mitzvah yet, and therefore I can make the bracha for you, as long as you're barchiv. If you're barchiv, I'm a barchiv, therefore I can make the bracha for you. Therefore, for example, let's say Kiddush Lel Shabbos, a person already made Kiddush, some people come in and they not hear Kiddush, the loch is, I can make Kiddush for them, it's not a sugya of Arvus. That's first the basics over here. It comes along very simple, nafkamino. Let's say a person is not mukhoyiv or stopping their mukhoyiv. Can you do it for them, the mitzvah? The classic example they discuss is Aloch and Simon Reis Tzadik Vav in Sivches negate the sugya of Avdolah if Noshim are mukhoyiv in Avdolah or not. Women have to hear Avdolah. The Mechab over there brings down a stamp that women have a chiv Avdolah. They're mukhoyiv all mitzvahs on Shabbos. Yesh Omen not mukhoyiv in the case of Avdolah. So we pass in Noshim mukhoyiv in Avdolah. So let's say you, the husband, already made Abdullah, or you heard in shul, or you get to with Abdullah, he comes home, and the Noshim say they want to hear Abdullah from you. Come on, the Mishnah and says, on the tzad that not mukhiv in Abdullah, there's no sug of Arvis. No sug of Arvis, you cannot make Abdullah for them. The Mai says, true, says the Mishnah, we be'ik of Paskin. That women are mukhiv in Abdullah, what's machlokes? Why be nichtas into machlokes when she can make Abdullah for herself? And therefore, it seems to me that Noshim do not realize that they know that women can't make Abdullah, they have a bayab growing a beard. Can't make Abdullah, fine. Wherever that comes from, they can grow a beard. So therefore, they want the husband to make. Says the Mishnah, no. If the husband already made Abdullah, or the man made Abdullah, says the Mishnah, she herself should make Abdullah. She herself should make Abdullah. Why? Because that sugi over here, maybe she's not mukhiv, and therefore no sugi of Arvis, you cannot be mighty the second person. Now, the Gertin there, the Bialoch has a big tumult, could she make a bracha the Ner or not? Mishmur says she's not mukhi to make a bracha upon the Ner. The most poskim say she's allowed to make a bracha upon the Ner. That seems to be the nogah. When they make Abdullah, they make a bracha upon the Ner. But again, based upon our sugya, the only time you can be mighty to somebody else besides the sugya of Arvis when there's a chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. Therefore, women, and you should know, to get to your wife, when you heard Abdullah already, she should make her own Abdullah. She can do a. We hold that a person can make a bracha by Noshim to make Abdullah. That means that's even that mukhiv, they can still make a bracha. It's only Bnei Ashkenaz. That mukhiv in lulav, can they take a lulav? We hold Bnei Ashkenaz that even though it's a mitzvah kiyumis, they can still do the bracha. And they start to have a problem. Now, negate to birch sanenen, the loch is very clear that a person has to yeis to somebody else, he has to eat himself. Just a personal maisa, about 6 years ago, when there's a terrible pagua in Hanof, so there are a lot of people had a lot of trauma, especially children, that trauma. So one person in my mishpacha had a bayah with davening. That means they would take them, let's say, to daven, take them 2 hours to daven, and there was a lot, and I went to Rav Rubin about it. He said hundreds of kids in Hanof have a problem with that. The trauma, mamash pagua happened in my shul, and everyone knows the gdoshim who were killed or were murdered. So what to go do? Person can't daven, can't eat without saying brachas, without benching. Person bar mitzvah, what to go do? Bas mitzvah, what do you go do? So, very simple, you have the sugya over here. So actually, as once I finish eating, and also one of my kids come in, they want to eat, they make themselves a sandwich. They can't make brachas, can't eat. So I make myself a sandwich, same thing. And I make a bracha all over again, make a mighty, and I bench all over the person 20 minutes later. Why am I inside the sugya over here? They get to davening, what to go do? So, b'ikir, the whole time davening, we do the Al Shmei Koine, we daven be Yechidus, at the same time that our mini daven 7 o'clock, because the Aloch and Simit Sadi, you daven the same time as your minion, is Ke'en Tefillah B'Tzibar. Now, the Gedah Shmona Esrei is a big tumult among the place, we can work with that Shmei Koine, because Shmona Esrei is supposed to be quiet, the other person is not supposed to hear it. So the correct thing is to listen to the Chazin. We tried one time listening to Chazan. It's not that simple. Chazan either not that loud, or they don't really say it that clear, and you get lost sometimes, and people make a lot of noise over there. So Maiso, what
do you...
No, so the Chazan L'chora also, you can tell them they have Kavanah for whatever they're supposed to be doing. They want to know. Also, So what I did, and I went to a room and I spoke to him. The Mishmur says the Shmoneh Esrei have a problem, but the Ma'aseh B'Shas Ad Chak Yishem Elismach Mitzad even Shmoneh Esrei Shmei Koinoi. Swarming down, you can be Yitzal Shmei Koinoi B'Shas Ad Chak listening to somebody else. So finally, the Ma'aseh Mamashri had the Sugyo, and again, it's signed Birch Nedan, signed again to Birch the Mitzvahs, all the Mitzvahs, and signed the Sugyo Shmei Koinoi. Baruch Hashem, now everything, by as far as I know, most of the kids are fine. My child, 100%, no problem. Ma'aseh was negated the Sugyo. Now, to apply this, one more case over here is that we're saying we have two sugyas, Birch HaMitzvahs and Birch HaNedin. One of the interesting cases they discuss, everyone discusses, is what is Kiddush Shabbos morning? Is it Birch HaNedin or is it Birch HaMitzvah? Because what is Kiddush Shabbos morning? At night, you have Vayipri HaGof and you have a long time Nosach. In the morning, the halacha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Kein HaMelech Olam, Vayipri HaGof. The fact that you say Shomer or Zachar, or the different paragraphs over there, that's an Indian and a Maila, a nice thing. But that's not Kiddush. Kiddush is the Birch Sanenen. So what is Kiddush Shabbos morning? Is it Birch Sanenen? Or is it Birch Mitzvah? And therefore, under what sugi do you put it under? Nafkamina, very simple. Let's say a husband already made Kiddush. Come on, his wife, he says, make Kiddush for me. Well, can he make Kiddush for her? Is it Birch HaMitzvah? Arvis, you can. Birch HaNenin, how can you go do that? L'maisa, the person over here is not being making a goffin upon anything. Him, it's nothing. The second afkamino. If it's Birch HaNenin, the one's listening has to drink a little bit of mashu. If it's Birch HaMitzvah, you don't have to drink anything. So what is Kiddush Shabbos morning? Is it Birch HaNenin? Or is it Birch HaMitzvah? So, that's a clear machlokes among the Rishonim, this question. It's a Mordechai, as we read from Pesachim, Daf Kavav, that says very clearly, Shem Yotzo Einem Moitzi. Kiddush in the morning is Dafka Sugya Birch Sanenen. It's Birch Sanenen. The loch is a person has to make a Ruacha right now to be Moitzo. Otherwise, if you are not going to do that, you have a Bayad, right now the Brachy Dog is a Brachal of Atal over here. Now, just to be clear what that means over here, just to build up the case, that means a husband's in shul and he heard Kiddush. Some of the reason old men hear Kiddush and all the women, they say, I didn't hear Kiddush. Can a husband make Kiddush for the wife by the Kiddush itself in the shul? That means the chur of the different cases. There's one case when you come home already and you want to make Kiddush for your wife. So Maisa, you have a chiv right now at home to make a Kiddush mitzad, you'll be drinking wine. As Birch HaNenin. She has a Birch HaMitzvah. Does the Birch HaNenin part of Birch HaMitzvah? Said Shlomo Zalman, that yes, Rav Nevin tell yeah, no problem. I know Pesach Teshuva wants to be fact fake, but Ma'aseh Shlomo Zalman says a Birch HaNenin is Yoytzeh Birch HaMitzvah. So when you come home, there's no problem for the husband to make a Birch HaGofen. A Gam is famous Birch HaNenin. If your wife is Birch HaMitzvah, let's say by the Kiddush, a person heard Kiddush from the Baal HaBos, he himself didn't drink. So for him again, it's Birch HaNenin. Or let's say he himself made Kiddush, but he does not plan to drink at all further. It's Mesiach Das. So the economy also can make a bracha bar piyag often. The case is over here by a kiddush where he heard the kiddush, he drank from the wine. Can he be moitzi now his wife who wants you to be eating kiddush? So if it's birch nenin, l'chor you cannot do that. One birch nenin has to be chal upon something. I'm not making a goffin upon anything over here. Therefore, it's known as a briska chumra that he passed in a lochel ma'isa that the kiddush Shabbos morning is birch nenin. And therefore, if you're not making a goffin in something, you cannot be mighty to somebody else. V'oid, the other person who is being mighty with you, also has to drink from it. The Maisel, the Ben Yeruchim Paskin on this way, and therefore gets the Mechaber next week in Simukuf Samach Zayin, and the Ramon in Simuk Reish Ayin Gimel, the Paskin is not this way. The Kiddush Shabbos warning is Nichon Negede or Birch HaMitzvah. It's Birch HaMitzvah. And therefore, the Nesivis, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, now that the Brisker Rav told over this Chiddush to his father, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says, V'loi kibol advarim. Reb Shlomach says, Reb Chaim's not makabel the Brisker Chumro. It wasn't becoming the Brisker Chumro. The Mice is brought down, Reb Shlomach says, next week he saw his father being makbid for it. Mitzad Chumro Shaboy, but not Mitzad Aloch Shaboy. Fine. The Chalkas Yaakov says not to marry upon Klai Yisrael over here. David B'Shalom Zalman and the Shmuel and the Sekirelas. Others come along and say we be'ikar paskin is birch samitzvah. So come along la'locha we paskin birch samitzvah. Therefore, by kiddush, a person make kiddush already. You want to waste somebody else. He can't make kiddush for the second person. It's a birch samitzvah. It's out of sugim arvis. Now, should a person drink from the kiddush? One is maybe should drink from the kiddush as being choshish from the sugim birch samitzvah. As a brisker chumra, why? Some there's a mitzvah in the mufchah to drink from the kosher kiddush.
As brisker chumra, you already drank.
No, I mean the one listening, shemeya, the shemeya. And there's also a mitzvah in the mufchah to drink from the kosher kiddush. Even people do drink from the kosher kiddush. However, you should just know by now it's your chumra that could be maybe the kulo. Number one, because you drink a little bit, maybe you have more than a gzayis, less than a revius. Your other gzayis is far samak. You have a bayah with your alagefin over here. And the Mechaber says, don't drink more than exayis, less than revius. The second bayah, if now that you drank, the person that he drank less than mole lugmum over here, do you make a bracha of the soda? Make a bracha of this coffee? Or is it part of the case of yayin? Says the Mishnah Berurah will get to. The loch is, you should not get involved with this machloikis over here. You have to drink the whole bottle of mole lugmum of the chilo to be part of your other shtiyas. And if not, he says, each make a shakal of something else. And, sorry, Zaidi. And number three, the question is, the whole idea of patting other mashkin, maybe dafka by yayin, not by grape juice. Usually make kiddush and grape juice. Therefore, the fact that people have a chumrah to be machmen to get to kosher kiddush, their chumrah a lot of times is maybe they kulo. And therefore, there are people machmen not to get to kosher kiddush.
Where does it say
the grape juice? Abliyashiv Kidua holds that the idea of patting on the minim did not apply by grape juice. Brought down by the Shosinsko, and if you want, brought down by the deer shoe. But that's a side point. Maisa, they do point out that once you pass in that Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah over here, and therefore one person can be made to others, but they do point out two very important Yisraelis over here. That means a husband, he heard Kiddush by the shul. He himself drank a malugma of a revius, he can make halagefen. His wife comes and says, can you make kiddush for me? Fine. Rech the mitzvah, can you make kiddush? You can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kenem Al Chalom, Baruch Piyar Gofen. So now, he drinks, but it's not chal anything. They're being down. It has to be chal da gofen on something. Someone has to drink something that's mechoy da gofen. So, says Abdullah Feinstein, she has to drink a mashu. Even though it's a rech the mitzvah, but his bracha is not chal on anything. You have to have kiddush ala yayin. And where's the kiddush ala yayin that someone's drinking the bracha on something? So they point out that even she doesn't drink a malugma of not ksayis, not revius, but she has to have a mashu, because a gofen has to be chal on yayin. And people seem to lack this yiddi over here.
Why
a second thing. What?
Why do you need more than a mashu? It's every kiddush bracha.
No, kiddush bracha to be chal upon something is a mashu.
Kiddush says to drink more.
No, so you can drink the Kiddush Malugmav. He'll drink the Malugmav. But where is the Agofen Chal?
Not
where's Agofen Chal? But him is not Chal. Him is nothing. He can drink as much wine as he wants. So he's from a fact check. Where's Agofen Chal on?
He's using it as a mitzvah.
A mitzvah on drinking. Where's the wine? If you want the Torah Vayra and Chelik Yud, Rav Feinstein was printed by the Chayav of Moshe that he pointed out this bayah and says you have to drink the Chol Pachas Mashu. A second point you have to realize is it's not a question in general. The halacha is the Machab and Simreish Ein Gimel says by someone who's a baki should not get others to be yoyis them in Berachas Mitzvahs. So I think a woman are baki to say Bari Piyag Ofen. So why in the world are they asking the husband to make the bracha for them? Now the Mishmur says the mitzvah the yaitse b'di'evet, even though they're baki. But why are we doing that for? I don't understand what women are afraid to make kiddush. There's no beard by kiddush. What are they afraid? Why do you just pick up the kais and grape juice and say, bar pirag open? What happens at the locha, the case of a baki, yaitse themselves? Now I see those who want to say we don't pass like this mechaber. Mitzvah Mishmur is the only b'di'evet not to be yaitse. And l'chura asks this, and then they should make kiddush by themselves. I'm not clear how to answer that. Another point over here in Simur Reish Gimel is the sugya of saying Amen. They want to be Zakeh the husbands. I hear, okay.
What's wrong with doing
that to Maitzi?
Why is
it
not
because a baki, the lachish should not be if you not the you're not behind the mitzvah. You should not be yaitzah to someone else who's a bogey.
Even though there's a din chal yisrael.
Yes, yes. Chavim says so. Now pichodesh argues, but she won't bring that pichodesh argues. But Yehavit said no problem. But my son, why do that? Now simply is halacha negates sugya of amen. That's very clear that by birchas and nenen, the idea of amen is the ma'aseh is not ma'akiv. No problem by birchas and nenen. What about birchas mitzvah? Now in birchas mitzvah there are two cases. There's a case where the person who's blowing shofar is being yaitz himself and he wants to be mitzvah you. And in the case of the person who's blowing shofar and wants to be not, he already was yaitzah, he only wants to be mitzvah you. Two different cases in birchas mitzvah. So there's a loch and simon reishu techs in birchas goimel. Speaks out the mechaber and sevdal and sefei over there that if I want to say birchas goimel myself and for you to listen as shmeik oinoi, omen is not ma'akiv. But if I want to make the birchas goimel only for you when I have no chi birchas goimel, omen is ma'akiv. Omen is ma'akiv. Therefore, kamlung b'kiveger over the reishu test, he wants to tie all birchas mitzvahs when the person who's making the birchas mitzvah is not coming to be yaitz the mitzvah, the omen will be ma'akiv. That means he comes down the gate, let's say Kiddush Shabbos morning. You want to be mitzvah your wife, you wear the yaitzah. Kodim Kivege, the omen that she does not say is ma'akiv. She's not even yaitz the birchas mitzvah. What's the lumdus? What's the svar to mechalak whether you're being yaitz yourself or not? Said the Bayer Leit Malin, the Chalak Aleph, and Simon Hay, and Shuvah. He wants to point out they're working two separate ways. When the person himself is making the bracha and being mitzvah himself, so the other person is being yaitzah inside the sugya of a shmeir ka'ina. Shmeir ka'ina, I said it, I'm being mitzvah, yaitzah myself. You listen, and therefore, I'll shmeir ka'ina. Mashenken, when I already did the mitzvah, I'm doing it purely for you, then it's working inside the sugya of Arvis. Arvis, I have to give the bracha to you. You have to say, kel melech ne'amon, you have to say, omen, omen, kel melech ne'amon, you have to say, it goes to me. And omen is a nusach of the bracha. Without saying the whole nusach of the bracha, it's being ma'akiv over here. Bishlema, I'm being mighty myself. Then you can be yaitz al shmei ka'inoi. I'm not being yaitzi myself. The only way to be you to be mighty for me is being tzadzuk of omen. Meister, the people got him over here, and Sekon Gimel, he disagrees. So the locha of omen is nam akiv saib birchas and mitzvahs, and saib birchas and nenen. And the Avnezer and Shuvah, bring down a kiveger, and disagrees with him. And the Esrim Chaim Kiniyashki, and he says the fact that Meshavua does not bring down this inyan, that he speaks out birchas mitzvah, and he brings down the idea of omen in the mechaber, and does not say birchas mitzvah is different, that means Meshavua disagrees with this concept over here, that the locha that is not being ma'akev, the omen, even by the case of birchas mitzvah, whether the person himself it was yaitz in the mitzvah or not. Sif Gimel over here, Kamal the Mechaber says, number one, when a person wants to be yaitzah with a bracha, he has to hear the bracha from the beginning until the end. And number two, he brings down the locha of mitzvah tzuchus kavono, and therefore the person who says a bracha has to have das to be yaitzah you, and the one who's listening has to have das to be yaitzah the mitzvah over here. Now, the Mishmur points out, the sugya of mitzvah tzuchus kavono, there's a shel and simon samach beklolius, do you need kavono by mitzvahs by only by deraisis and even by drabonons? Over here, the Mechaber seems to be paskening that even the rabbonins you need to have kavano. The Mishmur paskens by the rices is still in the kavano. By the rabbonins, he's choshi need kavano. However, the Mishmur is also choshi the other way. That means, let's say, a case of the rabbonin, that a person did not have kavano to be yaitza, maybe a yaitza. The loch is in Simon Tov Pei Test in Sef Gimel. By the case of Sfiras Oimer, the Chazan says the bracha of Sfiras Oimer. Now you stop me, hear the words. Says the Mechaber over there, you should have a mind not to be yaitza with a bracha Sfira Sa'imer. Because maybe mitzvahs do not need kavano, by the case of the abundance, and therefore maybe you yaitza with the chazan. Another nachmin of the Svam say, by the case of Halal, Rosh Chodesh, we just had, you should have a mind not to be yaitza with the chazan when it says the bracha of Halal, because maybe mitzvahs do not need kavano by the case of the abundance, and yaitza with the case of Halal. Now the Ism Shlomo Zalman, the Ism is questioned, the Maaseh of the Olam does not seem to know this halacha of Rosh Shulchan Aruch, but the case is fewer that das not to be yaitzah with the chazan. Shlomo Zalman was a taina, stam das of a person is not to be yaitzah with the chazan. Stam das. The Maaseh they point out, all the nice Kalim over there in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Pei Test should not say this, and even in those days the minhag was for the chazan, and afterwards says the Mishmua ever to make their own bracha. And it sounds like mitzvah the sugar of even though we paskin over here mitzvahs kavod even by the abonans we choishes by the abonans fakered also that maybe it's ain't tzuchus kavono and therefore we should have a mind not to be yoytze with the chazan by the case of halal or by the case of sphere soimer.
What about my banana? By the supper table, Tommy's bracha. Everyone
might be. He's eating it, come to be yoytze, and he eats right away. I mean, he's not eat right away, it's not halal anything.
But, so he's going to eat right away, and he makes no bracha, it's a bracha batala.
If the person makes one bracha, and the other person right away makes another bracha. You always have a shalom zalman to be sabachah. Fine. Simon Reishi Dalet is still going to get to brachas, the first half of the bracha, the nosach. That means you know the nosach already until now. Now, what about bracha to Hashem, alakinu v'alafilim, what's the bracha over here? So the Gemara Nachmim and Bey is being down first. The Rav says, anything that the Na'am Haskar Shashem is not nechle get of bracha. And the Gemara being down in B'yerichlin says, anything that's missing the sugya of Malchus, the Melech, is the chesaron of the bracha. So let's go through the words, what's be ma'akiv. First, is the word baruch ma'akiv in the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Gimel in the last Siman, he points out, don't say baruch, it's ma'akiv in the bracha. I hear sometimes, especially old timers, they start with the word ato. They don't seem to say the word baruch. I'm not sure why. And as far as posh, why is baruch ma'akiv? How can you give a bracha without saying the word bracha? You can say, can give a bracha without bracha. So rather, the word bracha is ma'akiv. The word ato, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, the Ma'aseh is not ma'akiv. When a person says Hashem Elokeinu, if you do not say the Askaras, the Shem Hashem, it is ma'akiv. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, either you can say Hashem or Elokeinu. You say one or the other, you say Hashem's name. You don't say both. About the correct nosach is saying both. If you say Hashem or Elokeinu, the Ma'aseh, that's okay. The word Melech, the Mechav passes like a B'yechnon, that's also ma'akiv. The word O'ilam comes on the Mechaber and he wants to know that the word O'ilam, it can be a king over nothing. You have to have a king over a kingdom. That'd be Melech O'ilam. A king over nothing is like a king over your own house with no one there. That's meaningless. You have to have a king over a kingdom. So you have to say Melech O'ilam. O'ilam is Ma'akiv. Meister Mishnah brings down that Evan O'ilam wants to disagree. O'ilam is not Ma'akiv. And therefore he says, you say the word Ha-Melech, you want to say Meister is not Ma'akiv. Not Ma'akiv over here. Now, there is a Sharetzin over here that discusses, it's called Gimel, that when a person says the Zayin Shemis B'mokmo Hashem, that means he's supposed to say Baruch Atah Hashem. And let's say he said Baruch Atah Shakai. He said Baruch Atah Kel. Baruch Atah Tzvokos. He said one of the Zayin Shemis that a person cannot erase. Come along with Mishnah Berurah and says not worse than the case of Rachmano. And therefore you are Yaitzel. You are Yaitzel. There's a tshuva by Moshe and Archaim Chelik Dalet discussing a different point. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that says when a person has a suffix, if he's yaitzeh in the bracha not, she says you should make a bracha in Lashon of Rachmono. In Aramaic, say Baruch Atah Rachmono Mor de Malka de Alma Baruch Nefoshes Rabbi Tzvichas Reinan. Say the word Rachmono when you have a case of a suffix. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, why? Because if you're supposed to say Hashem Hashem, says the Sharetzin, Rachmono is Hashem Hashem. If you're not supposed to say the Hashem Hashem, Rachmona is Rachum, Chanun. It's an attribute. It's no baya. Brachel batal over here. Ad kan Aruch HaShulchan. Maisa, we only spoke out one time. The Shmuel and the Mitzpahiskim do not bring down this Eitzah. They seem to disagree. But come along with Moshe, and he says, to say like this, Aruch HaShulchan, Poshul Ein Lismach upon it, is a Dabba Tmua. He says, why? He said, this Nusach of Baruch has to be, when I say Baruch Atah Hashem, has to be the shame of the Adnos. Has to be the UK Bavkei, or the what we call the shame Adnos over here. But he says that Moshe is saying the Zayim shame is in the Chlok, it's in the Mechokim, like Shaka, it's Vokas, and Lekenu. Avada is not shame Hashem. Avada not use that case in the Bracha. That means saying Avada, not the Shai Tzin over here. Ah, he says Yekashya, Mishibu Mingzeraya, or with the Shulam Mingzeraya discussing the word of Rachmano. He says, let's understand the word Rachmano. What does Rachmano mean? In English, how do we say the shame Adnos? Rishmon Reish Tezvav, next symbol will say, we say God. He said, how do you say it in Yiddish? Say God. He said, also how to say it in Russian also. Fine. So how do you say it in Aramaic? The way you say it in Aramaic, you say Rachmono. That is the shame Hamafurish in Aramaic is Rachmono. Therefore, says Ramosha, the reason why it's working when you say Rachmono, you're saying Baruch Atah, we're saying Rachmono, because that is the shame Hashem in Aramaic. Therefore, he says, first of all, the locha, the whole entire bracha has to be in Aramish. You can't say part of the bracha in Aramish and part of it in Lashon HaKodesh. The whole entire bracha has to work over here. If you're just saying Rachmona Mitzad in Hebrew, that's an attribute. That's not Zayin Shemus Shein Nechokim. That's a Racham, Chanun, that's an attribute. An attribute cannot be Nichon Negev of a bracha over here. Void, he goes on further on the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Void, you're saying if you don't, not supposed to say bracha, rachmana is only not Shem Hashem. You can't make a monoshach. If you want to say Hashem's name, it's Hashem's name. It's bracha v'tolo. Don't want to say Hashem's name, it's not Hashem's name. Maisel, what we see from Moshe over here, that he argues clearly in the Shaar Tzion, he wants to tie into the reason why rachmana works, why can that Shem Hashem in Arami? And Mash Enkin, the Zion Shemus, Svokos, and Shakai, Elokeinu, Kedoyim, and Maisel will not work by the Shem of Hashem.
Is this a good person to say in English?
Oh, so Maisa, I just said now in English. We'll get to in Reish Tezvah Bezashem, I think, next month. And Sim Peyei, Mishpura says, anyone says Hashem's name in English, and he writes, or in Yiddish, he writes Gimel Tes. He says, even Issa de Reisa or saying Hashem Shemaim Vatolo. You cannot say it in English, or in Yiddish, or in Poland, or in Russian, or in Aramaic when you mean to say Shem Hashem. You're even Issa de Reisa. However, you last say even Mokmat Sarech. Mokmat Sarech is Motor. Therefore, they point out to say Toyde Lakel, we say Lakel, but last time say Hashem's real name. That's a Sarech. In Shvach Adon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says in the place, Medina, it's Motor. We have a Hogan not to go say it. So the question is, what defines Mokmat Sarech? I once heard somebody say over that someone gave a shiur once in the Ursameach about the Abishur, the Abishur, the Abishur. So afterwards, I came over to him and said over, wonderful shiur by Abishur. What is Abishur? Right? Does it serve sometimes say the word Akash Baruch Hu G-D? Because people relate to it, understand it. In a shiur, you hear a lot of people in shiur say Hashem's real name in English. Because that's a tzarech, people relate to it better. Could be it's nichol get a tzarech. But stop to say it, or if you're angry, right? That will chori, you're even as the reisa. Oh my, you say Hashem's name in English, you're even as the reisa. My wife, I told her this when we got married, she's very cute. Oh my Hashem. Like, takes away the whole anger. Like, oh my Hashem, this doesn't really work. Fine, okay. Oh my Hashem. Fine, somebody say, oh my gosh. Fine, it's ascending over here. Now, one other point, just to the issue over here, somehow, when you bring down this Zion Shemus, they bring down, they spell out all the Zion Shemus for you, and they write the Shin, and then they make a slash, and then they write a Dalet, and they make a slash, they write a Yud. And then each thing they make a slash. Now, I don't know what they gain out of the case of making a slash. There's an Avnezer in Tshuva that says, to make a slash, take away the name of Hashem, is meaningless. What's a slash mean? You're supposed to read it together. Right? That's the whole point. It's mechaber one to another. So it's telling you to read it together. So you wrote Hashem's name. So Stam in the Sefer, Maisi can write Hashem's name. It's, I assume, Dir Shuv Svarm, they'll expect you to throw in the garbage, put in the bathroom. So why they put a slash there, I'm not clear why. Simlas Chaim, also, someone wrote him a Shiloh with the Shem of Hashem, put slashes there. He wrote back, what are you getting putting slashes there? The Dain Yitz, Mitchasiska, the Shuvah, why putting slashes there? So I'm not sure why the Deer Shuvah put slashes, but the case of the Zion Shem is over here. Mitzad the Chaburo, Maiso Ben Yoel over here, had a program to Mechazik the Olam. And he is able to sign up. And the goal over here in the Chabur is to make more chizik for the tzibah over here. And therefore, we're trying to make a program over here, a shmiras haTorah, my own personal shmiras haTorah, besides you get from the yeshiva itself. That for 2 weeks, 9:30 to 1. And then 2 weeks afterwards, another 9:30 to 1, $50 every 2 weeks over here. And what exactly the klolim of the pratim, Rabbi Rachman's in charge of that. And Abiel is going to come to sign up people for it. And now I'm asking everyone to please come part of the tzibah, come to Mechazik. There are people who can come, obviously, and be a schus for them, be a schus for the tzibah over here, and to mechazik everyone. Be'er Hashem, on Wednesday, there'll be a test on Simen Reishit Aleph, Simen Reishit Aleph, Hatzlocha.